Hey guys, it's the DM, Clark. Welcome to the Legion of Renob Season 1.5, or rather, Episode 20, whichever you prefer. This is sort of a midway point episode which we did to do some bookkeeping and some general stuff before we started Season 2. It was a lot of fun to record, and I know the audio sounds kind of wonky, but please bear with us, and I'll see you guys next week with Season 2. Or maybe a recap of Season 1. I don't know yet.
I was just thinking that's the only way Dragonface could be worse.
As if he sang.
In this voice.
Only Nickelback covers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right. Welcome to Season 1.5 of the Legion of Renob, everybody.
More like 1.1.
The bonus episode.
But yeah, this
for
is...
Patreon patrons only.
I don't know if that's true.
Wow. Or if you subscribe to iTunes and rate us.
Also, if yeah. you...
only if you rate it.
Rate us.
Yeah, only if you go to our website.
If you rate us, you're seeing this episode. If you didn't rate us and you're seeing it, that was a mistake, and please rate us.
Twice. You're like Chicago in the voting season.
All right.
Well, if you're dead, rate us.
Yeah. Especially if you're dead. So this is basically going to be a housekeeping episode. All of our heroes have different things they want to do.
It'll be boring, but not that boring.
Yeah, we're going to try and keep it interesting. And if it's not interesting, I'm going to cut the uninteresting bits. Don't worry. So we're going to see... we're going to start off with High King Sibo. And then we're going to go around the table and see just what the basic things you want to do. And then we'll go from there. Lenny, if you don't have a plan... you can go,
Lenny always has a plan.
You can go carousing.
I don't want to go carousing.
Okay. No one wants to go carousing.
I thought you only offered it to me. I offered it to everyone.
Yeah, if you have downtime.
So we got stuff to do.
Plans.
Okay, so we're gonna start off. We're gonna go around the table. And we're gonna see what everyone wants to do, and then we're gonna do the RPs of those things, probably in that order. For Sibo.
Okay, I'm gonna speak with my parliament people and start like. Sourcing out the things I need to build the new city.
You get your tinsmith stuff up.
Yeah, I'm assuming that'll probably tie into it.
Okay, Mazzetto?
I actually...
What table are you looking at?
Well, Chris wasn't sitting down and threw me off.
Why would you go to Chris? He's farther away!
What do you want to do, Lenny?
Mazzetto, speak up.
Go ahead.
He'll go last. You please, made him feel bad.
Please cut all this.
No.
Just like a greedy rogue.
I'm just role-playing right now. Well, we had a quest that I wanted to talk to, but I don't think we have time for it, so that was my only thing. I wanted to talk to the bartender and actually figure out what he wanted us to do.
Mm, okay. Dragonface.
Alright. We got two things.
Okay.
Being number one. How many dark allies are in this place?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Even you don't already know you can count.
I'm going to make some Batmans.
I was a little bit... Yeah, exactly. It's for public service.
He was counting all of them, but then the brothel burnt down, so he couldn't subtract two. They threw him way off.
So I'm definitely going to rob a couple people. And then... You said no rape, but not no rob.
Oh,
so,
you know, Lenny will help with the.
I'm just robbing them of their innocence.
The robbing. All right. So the second thing is, I'm gonna go to the local. Where's like a really seedy bar?
Probably the bar we stayed in.
Yeah, let's go to that bar. Okay. I'm gonna try to recruit people into my gang.
There was like no one there though.
There's probably like there's probably the equivalent, but like a dwarven version of that.
A gang,
like a biker gang.
Of course,
with like a lot of jackets.
Oh. Oh, I was imagining like the Greasers from West Side Story, where you all dance.
Well, yeah, leather jackets. Except
instead of leather jackets, it's just tridents
or loincloths, leather loincloths
with the club sign on it.
Oh, that'd be so uncomfortable to run in. All right, Mazzetto.
I actually wish to talk to Sibo and try to find or craft a stone bowl that I can use for purposes.
Sexual purpose.
All right, yes. So we're gonna go from probably the easiest to do to the hardest. Then, so you two are working together in this one.
Robin,
who is you two for the audio?
Lenny and Dragonface are working together in this one. Then, so we can do your part together. Okay,
bros.
All right, Mazzetto, how are you gonna go about this stone bowl thing? Find Hiking Sibo.
How much is buy?
Yeah, I'm gonna find Sibo first.
Okay.
You walk 5 feet away and Sibo is there.
So you're
picking his nose.
Before you are, first most important thing, what's the name of your new island?
Oh, shoot.
Krusty Island.
Our fans should have decided in a vote.
It used to be Gerbil, say.
Wait, is it
new Gerbil?
Is that canon? It's Gerbil?
No, Gerbil was my old civilization.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like...
I'm trying the to Sky City Gerbil. Of Gerbil.
No, we're not calling it that.
We can call it New Gerbil.
No, we cannot. I veto it.
Okay.
The crusty Gerbil.
It's not your city.
What?
Our city.
If I built
no,
you
it's not.
A statue.
The place you just made.
I'd like to persuade the architects of the statue or the masons of the statue before they start actually doing it.
You can't do that. I'm gonna veto it then if Winston's rolling for that.
I was gonna make him pooping.
Wouldn't you want that though? I think Dragonface would see that as an improvement.
A pooping
statue.
Pointing into his crotch.
Yeah, I want like displaying my crotch, like two hands, like showing,
doing the suck it motion,
suck it motion to my crotch.
All right, so was New Gerbil the decision then?
Yes, New Gerbil.
New Gerbil, the Sky City of New Gerbil. All right,
not Lennyville.
I don't know.
It's not Lennyville. Your city.
I don't like
my boat.
I don't like
the boat can be
the
called.
The boat is like
tiny. Your face on the boat.
I don't like
that's
the
Crusty
Seaman is not the name of our boat anymore.
It's probably still emblazoned upon like the steering wheel.
It's true. Although I'm gonna try to find, I'm adding a new boat on my list of things.
Okay,
like
you
a sky
have
boat.
A flying island, but you know a new boat.
You're always trailing behind us and
in the ocean. Dragonface, will see you later.
No, we'll get an airship and we'll call it the Blowjob.
I was going to say the wind. I was going to say the windbreaker.
Break.
Okay. So, New Gerbo then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. I retain the right to rename it if I come up with something funnier.
Fine. All right, so Mazzetto, you find Sibo sort of digging through one of the rubbles of the destroyed town, formerly Gnomon Town.
Is there a broth?
Sibo, what are you doing?
I'm looking for the parliament. Or, like, immediately? My goal is to find the parliament eventually.
No, like, Mazzetto's coming to look for you right now. What is Sibo doing?
I'm scratching my ass.
Okay. He's scratching his ass. He doesn't understand human society. He doesn't know what's wrong. He just doesn't. All right, Mazzetto, Sibo, do some RP for me.
I walk up next to him and scratch my ass.
When in Rome.
I poop on the poop deck.
So, Sibo, I bet you want to rebuild the city, huh?
Yeah, eventually. That's the plan.
Well, I may know some people that might be able to help with that.
I'm going to rub my hands together. It sounds like a plan. Let me consult the parliament and we can get this going.
On one condition. Allow me to build a small shrine to my god.
Oh, fuck that. I'll give you a whole church.
Sounds good.
The Church of New Mazzetto. Mazzetto and all the saints.
Wait, was Lenny nearby enough to hear this conversation?
Lenny, what are you doing?
Sibo, so we're rebuilding the city?
Yeah.
We probably need some art, right? How about a statue of us conquering El Reifert?
No, I think we should have a picture of us dropping a boombox into Drug Face's mouth.
Boombox! In like the long scheme of things, that's so... I mean, I thought that was way funnier, but this is more statue-worthy.
How about this? A statue park. With various vignettes of the last 2 weeks.
So we're going to need some slaves, is what you're saying.
I am just dwarves, dragon face.
No, like we'll get the stone dwarves. Like they're not like the house dwarves or the other dwarves. We'll get some like
we
you
also
know, building
dwarf that has a lot of manpower.
We'll get competent craftsmen.
Get these like shitty like sort of like alternate art looking Picasso bullshit. I was made to do it.
All right, my statue is a man sucking his own dick, but it represents dragon face.
So, my whole plan was going to be we get one giant statue and I tell everyone it's going to be the four of us looking great, but I bribe the masons and it's just me like standing triumphant over the three of you, like kind of like clutching my leg like,
you know, we could
a
just
woman
break
in a
the statue.
I know, but it would have been a really funny
moment. We've done it before.
We have done it.
Emeralds shining in my eyes.
So I have a theory, though. I think we should together rob the penultimate treasury.
I'm going to pass on that.
There's nothing good in there.
No money. I can't go to prison.
I'm not going to rob these perfectly fine people.
Well, I wasn't assuming you were going to help. I just want you to support it.
I don't think we're good enough to do it.
You don't think so? We
I'll
can't sneak
you.
In?
Okay.
The way you were saying, I imagined a raid with cannons.
Oh, no. Like,
I'm
going to
pull Mazzetto aside and head for the parliament. Shack.
Bye!
Well, me and Dragonface discuss the logistics of this insane plan.
I think we can rob them! Well, we can rob regular people.
Do they have anything worth taking?
Your lives.
Their lives.
Oh. Alright, Sibo meets Parliament, which is just his three gnomies.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh wait, I have a plan. Legit plan. We invite anybody who doesn't want to stay on the island to join our society.
That sounds like a cool idea.
I was already planning on doing a lot of that already.
Where you didn't say it.
Oh, well,
We haven't gotten to that.
We're there now!
Is Blindy with us?
Yes.
Blindy is probably nearby.
Well, no, I meant she's on the ship.
Yeah,
she's
on
the flying island.
Because she quit the crew, so...
She said she'd be back. She temporarily left.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because I don't want any fucking quitters
exactly?
on my ship.
We don't know.
Never asked.
Girl problems. Okay, I'm going to go ask her.
Probably to pee out her butt or something. That's what girls do, right?
Tony is right. I've seen biology, Luke.
All right. So, let's get this conversation adjusted. All right. She hears you enter the sort of disgusting, gross, she's like sweeping one of the floors and it's completely futile because it's just covered with Kutoa shit.
You're like,
from Navy.
Can we do it? Just him.
And Blindy, what were you doing in that time between us finding you and you leaving?
Subtle. Real subtle.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
between us finding
you, yeah, like finding
she was with us.
I was going to say, can you phrase that question less retardedly?
No, between the time we found her and she left, she was with us.
Remember, we found you in the bar, and then you left. What were you doing?
I had found her on the boat with...
You can't try again, Dragon Face.
Dragon Face's jaws are slack right now.
Roll a persuasion check to see if she can understand you.
I'd say, where were you when you left us? Period.
He says period.
Wait, no, question mark.
Yeah, that was the question, wasn't it?
Period. Then question mark. Like then, they do in Mexico with like the upside down, like upside down period, but a regular question mark.
What?
In a comma because I mistyped.
Wait, I mean the comma's like ahead of the sentence. What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Oh
Okay. I was looking for a cure. Okay.
To ugliness?
Yes.
Lenny high fives during.
It's Lenny. Okay, Lenny's something.
Yeah. Lenny's stealthy. He's always where he wants to be.
He's watching Dragon this whole time.
He's so stupid, idiot. I was cracking up during this sentence. I can tell you that much.
Oh, man.
What cure?
A cure for being a fucking Medusa. Seems
I thought she was born.
Seems like
that
a
one.
Pretty good thing. Just take off your mask and fucking freeze people.
I can't do that anymore. I took out my own eyes, remember?
That was not a smart idea.
How about we find her some eyes? I know some good places to steal eyes from people.
If only we had those T-Rex eyes.
Well, I imagine, like, Andrew can heal them.
No.
You can't heal eyes?
I can't make new eyes.
No, we have eyes. It's
You're
a
not
transplant.
A great cleric, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's a transplant. We just, like, take the eyes, like,
shove it in her skull.
I'm not a doctor, I'm a cleric.
That's the same shit.
No, we're not a doctor.
There are doctors in this game?
Are there doctors? We can just get her some new eyes.
There are high-level clerics who can't replace them.
So what do you play? Oh, I'm a half-elf dentist.
What's that? Is that a Rudolph reference?
It wasn't supposed to be.
It's weird that that's your first thought.
Why is that weird? His whole thing was he wanted to be a dentist in that movie.
The elf? Oh, that.
He's not a half elf.
It's still half a Rudolph reference.
Oh my god.
Alright, well, is that all you wanted to ask, Augusta, so we can get to SIBO?
Where are you crying from? The conversation?
Yeah, it was a very teary conversation.
Dragon Face is weeping when he finds out she's blind. I told you that weeks ago! I don't remember!
It's just so funny! She's blind! Alright, let's get this conversation out of the way. We are...
It's just the worst thing you can do to a person. You make them a monster if they blind themselves. I gotta do it to someone. What are you looking at there, Simo?
I don't think you can restore limbs yet, no.
Yeah, it's clerics can do it. Like, high-level clerics and healers.
You can revive people from the dead now, though. That's pretty kind of...
But no eyes, come on.
Yeah. All right.
I gotta get my voice going.
Oh, no. Simo.
Yes. Oh, I came here to see you.
Yes.
I'm right, the king. Sibo's now talking to his three gnomon people's parliament. One of which has been completely silent this entire time.
Pull out from my pocket some blueprints I've been working on.
Okay.
Slap them on whatever surface is available.
I take a whiz on those.
You're not here. You're talking to the Medusa.
Damn it.
All right.
Alright, what's this?
Well, you know we need to get people for our civilization, yes?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we're gonna need a way to attract them, right?
Right. I was thinking fireworks, but if you've got an idea...
We're building a magic university!
Oh my god! We're going back to college!
What's the front?
There's a park. There's a park.
What's the front end of this boat?
This is the boat here.
So that...
Yeah.
Continue role-playing.
Yeah. What else should we say?
We're gonna need labor to build this thing.
Slaves.
Yeah, we can always ask Rexville before we leave. I think the dwarves there are fairly talented. They built the walls, you know.
Yes. Me and Mazzetta will handle that.
Okay.
But I need you... We're gonna need some professors. There's a school in Rexville.
Right.
You go there.
You want me to steal their professors?
You scalp their best people.
Well, that sounds like Dragon Face.
I think SIBO's always been one for screwing over people as long as it helps his magic.
No, I meant literally scalp.
If they let me just take an artifact of that nature from them, these people are benefiting. By joining us.
Oh.
Are you going to roll for that?
No, he doesn't need to. He's giving an order to his
enemies.
Are
you going to roll for the success of their mission? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to roll a few times. But first, I need a pencil and some paper to write.
Where's a pencil?
Do you have the graph paper I brought in?
I have that old that notebook.
You're right, notebook. Perfect. All right.
So we're done all.
Okay. So we're gonna do that in a little bit. First, let's have a conversation with someone very important in Ms. Denna's life. The ship island.
Oh, god damn it, Chris.
Firecrackers!
The ship island has a way to elevate and de-elevate at will. That's
descend.
Descend and ascend. Yes, because I can use the good words. Right next to its steering wheel. So if you wanted to get near Rexville...
Attention, Rexville! We are your gods now!
El Ryford is no more. We replaced him.
Janko, he's gonna kick your ass.
As so, yeah, now you're near the fucking... You're, like, not... You're, like, maybe, like, once you exit, maybe, like, a 5-minute walk away from the town.
Okay.
So, if you guys wanted to disembark right now...
Yeah, we better go direct. Are we in a group now?
Yeah, you're walking towards the city.
Alright, I see, like, you guys... I say, we tell the council... Or whatever, that we killed Al Reifert, because it's probably not very clear to them at this point.
They saw the giant god off the coast, I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, we can tell them we did it, and then we ask them for their citizens that want to come with us.
I'd like to check them out before just letting any...
Well, not let them aboard the ship, we go there.
Oh, we do tryouts?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that idea. We'll do a lineup.
Is that what this... Oh my god, the voice like 100 NPCs? Oh no!
Yeah, speaking of voice, how about we do this
like
the
Ellis
voice.
Island? They all come to us and they're like, "We want like to," and we'll be like, "No."
Yes, we all sit in spinny chairs, and you have to act it out, and then we turn around.
Oh no! Let's get the conversation with the beard lord done first.
Rednub's got talent.
Let's go meet the beard lord.
All right,
we just teleport there at this point.
I am bringing Sibo.
It's a no for me.
I'm going with.
No, you're not.
I'm going with. So you can't.
I'll tell the guards to stop you.
Who's guards?
The dwarven guards.
His dad's? Okay, I'm gonna go.
Well, Dragonface never met them.
I never met them.
His dad's got like a shit ton of guards,
and they can't be seduced by me.
I will shut. I won't talk to your dad. You're super insecure.
It's not the dad I'm worried about. It's all the dwarves.
Oh wait. I put on my tiara,
and Lene follows them.
Oh, I'll tell him to block you too.
Oh, sugar muffin. No.
I have to roll to knock
kill
him out.
Him out?
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Persuasion.
Let's just do you two, and then you two can...
We'll go rob stuff.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh,
we need to find the most expensive mansion in the city.
Yeah, you need to get some, like, supplies.
It's probably them. He had a mansion
for them.
Second biggest.
So you guys enter the most expensive residential area in the city.
Okay, clearly that's an expensive residential area, so we're good to go.
And you make your way back up to the Bearded Lord's Inn. It looks like, or like his mansion, it looks like the Beard Lord is having another party, and there's like pinatas of El Reifer.
It's like the freaking breaking. He can't go 10 minutes without having a party.
We're not having another party soon, guys. Adults with no time. You see, sitting on the lawn in a great velvety throne, the Bearded Lord is like sipping champagne and clapping at the beating this El Reifer pinata to death.
Oh, my son, you have returned.
Hey, Dad, I've like got important peanut. Matters to discuss with you.
Oh, same with you, my son. I've heard word from my connections in the penultimates that you and your adventuring crew have successfully taken out the god El Reifert and allowed us passage from the island.
He wasn't a god, he was a bitch.
That's right, for a voice I can't hear.
He wasn't a god, he was a bitch.
I've got a few of those. Anyway, now I can finally expand my business beyond the meager borders of no hope barred. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. If there's anything I can do for you, you just say the word.
Well, how would you like to help rebuild the city and expand your economic power on a flying continent?
Fuck no! I mean, of course. Whatever I can do for you, I can do. I got my dwarven workers ready a moment's notice. We can get you set up with some rafters, some fucking statues. We got iron fittings, we got doors, I can build a wall.
Ask for guards, Andrew.
We don't really need guards on a floating island full of magicians.
You save that. What magician? We don't have any.
It's going to be a school. The gnomes. There'll be plenty of
them. We have to figure that out first.
Well, we'll see how the parliament does. Yeah.
Well, my friend Siebel here has all the specifications, so he can talk it over with you.
Hi, King Siebel. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Is it disguised at that point?
Yeah.
I've never seen you before. Never mind. I'm cutting that part.
It's okay. It happens, Dwarf.
Hello, High King. I've never met before in my life.
All right. So we're going to get that shit done.
Okay. Hand it off to his...
You're going to show him the blueprints to this college town connected to a...
It's like 90% college town and then like enough food to feed us.
So like there's like land.
I don't know what you're going to do about water here. If this is a flying civilization.
I can create water.
I'm afraid to say one cleric is probably not going to be enough.
Alright, we'll figure that out, with some magical bullshit. We'll say the Beard Lord has connections that can do that one water...
Probably got gnome connections that can do that.
Okay, well, they're dead.
Aren't they all dead?
Yeah, they...
Well,
except the three.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. It's not... Well, we'll figure out water resources. Well, let's just say that idea... What was that idea? Tell the audience that idea.
Okay. So basically...
In the SIBO voice.
Well, this is me explaining.
No, I want to hear it.
Okay. So basically, we're going to condense the vapor in the air into some water, and then it's going to pour into a fountain, which will irrigate it throughout the island.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's a great idea. Okay.
I'm done with the voice now.
Thank God.
Fuck you, Chris.
Oh, behave!
Urge to murder rises. Okay, Lenny Dragonface.
So I assume we're going to our... It's nighttime now, I assume.
You want to... Okay, so the Bearded Lord has sent a phalanx, a massive army... of dwarven workers, that one blacksmith, a bunch of, like, bodyguards.
Why's he gotta be a blacksmith?
Stop it. You made that joke the first time.
And it's just as good the second time.
So he's sending this phalanx of workers to the island, carrying a bunch of materials, with mules. Andre's even there. He's carrying, like, a huge fucking boulder. Okay. So that shit is getting built now. And their RP is over for now. You two, it's now nighttime of that very same day.
All right, let's find the second biggest house on this island.
Without the least amount of guard. Look for that.
Low protection, high value.
You find shit. Everything that is any sort of value in the residential area is surrounded by those dwarven guards because the entire high residential area.
You could probably take them.
Is that gate?
I feel like I'll probably get attacked by guards if I do that.
You could probably take them.
And not the nice, like, arrest-you guards, like the chop off your hands guards.
Yeah.
You already lost two fingers.
If I had magic powers, it would be easier.
Fire breath and wings? How about you fly over the house?
Because there's all such things as crossbows.
I think we should go. I'm going to go to the bar and try to recruit those lowlifes for my gang.
Fine.
More pirating crew.
I'll go with them reluctantly, kind of dejected. I didn't get to steal things.
You're going to go with the drunken doppelganger?
What's you just gotta get out of the rich district and you can probably steal whatever you want.
That's true. But they probably nothing worth stealing in those houses.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's
an assumption. Plus, we already have... We own a flying island. There's not that's too much true, more stuff we can steal. So, I'll go... What's a seedier bar than even that one?
That's the seediest bar.
All right, let's go to the seediest bar.
All right, let's go into the drunken...
Let's go to the second seediest bar.
The first one was kind of... We've already met everyone. We recruited a third of the people in there.
Yeah.
And you find, actually, compared to it actually being lack of, like, no one there, there's actually people in there now celebrating the death of Elrond.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kick in the door like a hero. Thump, door's open.
Who wants to buy a drink for the heroes of No Holds Barred?
Probably don't even know it was us.
I'd like to persuade him and say I did it.
Oh, we did it. I think everybody knows that.
Like, Mr. Sir, the doppelganger, sees you guys enters, and he turns into an attractive female, like, half-elf female. Guy. He's like, hey! Call it in, I'll give you a round on the house.
Alright. Now I stand on his...
How about you give me the house?
I know! I stand on his bar.
Okay.
And I'm like,
pay attention! Bargoers! Whoever, we're starting a new civilization. There's gonna be statues and a school. But most importantly, we need some muscle. And we will pay whoever wants to join. Or as you bring two friends, you bring three friends. If they got muscles, we want them. And
we'll give you stickers.
We'll give you the leather jackets. You just show up.
And I like chug an entire thing and drop it in a chair as I walk out.
Is this scheduled for like a time tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow at dawn. Be there. And also bring your smart friends too.
Once Dragonface, like, he's about to walk out the door, but he's still there so they could hear his voice, I turn my voice into Dragonface and say,
and if you kick me in the nuts, you become lieutenant.
And I say, I'll stab you and Lenny for saying that and walk out.
I wanted to time it so he was gone. Should have brought an illusion.
Dang, she was not there. Okay.
I should have worn my disguise. My all dragon's right. face disguise.
The next morning...
Like a big logo of dragon face flashes during that. If we were a TV show, not
so,
a podcast.
We'll get there. You guys wake up on the island to the sound of construction.
I assume there's a drawbridge leading from the island to the...
It's probably like a drop ladder at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the finished
plan. The dwarves have set up a bunch of pulley systems to get you from the ground to the island.
Yeah, how did we get down in the first place, and how did they get up to make the pulley?
We just levitated.
I can
fly. Okay.
I can fucking fly.
You guys,
dude, I can lift them up.
That's right.
Yeah. So now there's a pulley system to get like the construction materials onto the island.
We should see Parliament on this day, so to speak. Like, not the parliament, just the council of the city.
That's
that we're
true.
Gonna talk to.
Okay.
Talk.
I just imagine you just... Well, I won't say it, because it might come true.
Alright, continue. Okay. Dragonface has set up a makeshift table with poorly written apply here.
All the P's be backwards.
Yeah, of course, the P's are backwards. All the letters are backwards. You just like,
not the A, though, because the A backwards is just an A.
It's upside down.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
People are very confused. There's no line. They can't read your
something. Wait, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
You said at least a couple weirdos. Like, people date Charles Manson. There's someone that's going to come to this line.
The only reason they dated Charles Manson, besides when he was originally that, like, they were, like, trying to get his corpse to put it on display.
Maybe they want Dragonface's corpse.
Know. I'm kind of famous. All right, continue what you were saying.
Okay, so the entire island's a buzz. Things are getting built. Really quickly, because these...
Almost weirdly quickly. As you only have an hour to do this podcast.
Because these dwarves are really efficient and have done this shit thousands of times before.
Mm-hmm.
So infrastructure's being built. It no longer smells like Kuotoa's shit, which is probably the biggest thing. Though the ship still smells
that, like
cobalt.
Like a carnival? Like lights that like cobalt?
Yeah! And you have... A small line of people at Dragonface's stand.
Are they gross?
There are 16 people.
Ooh, that's plenty.
Okay. I'm going to do
16 voices.
Oh
my god.
I want you guys to pick four.
Well, I want I want to hear their like qualifications.
Oh, of course. We're going that we listen to that, then we pick okay. four.
So just make it brief.
Okay. I'll try and make it as brief as possible. I'm doing this completely improv. So I don't know who these people are until they come out of my mouth.
We just get and I'm at the stand too, right?
Yeah, everyone's okay. Everyone's here.
Usually Clark doesn't know the guy's going into his mouth.
I'm like, we have four leather jackets, so only four of you are getting hired.
Okay, I want you guys to pick four of these voices, they may or may not be important later.
I
want to
hear your qualifications.
I will tell you the qualifications. Not all of them will have unique voices because at least two of them are going to be girls.
We need to propagate the island, though.
I'm not going to do Sibo voices. I'm not going to do Lenny girl voices and try and pull that off because I suck at girl voices.
Okay.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
It's not good either.
All right. So the first sort of eager guy walks up to your stand. He's like, hello, everybody!
Pass. Pass to listen to that.
Oh, he walks away dejected. All right,
what do you do?
I am a doctor of sorts.
How good are you at your doctoring?
Could you put an eye in a person? A person that ripped off their own eyes?
Do you have their eyes on ice?
No.
We could find more eyes very easily.
What if we ripped out two other eyes?
That's not how that works.
So you're a really bad doctor is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I think you're so next.
I deadly veiled disguise.
Wait, disguise? Who is it supposed to be?
I was a bad doctor the whole time.
He's a bad doctor pretending to be a good doctor. Okay.
Yeah. Oh shit, okay, you gotta come up with a voice like that.
Really could just give us qualifications, we would not care.
That'd probably be fair, you can come up with voices after. Because 16 is insane.
Okay, yeah, I'll just do qualifications, that's way easier, then I can come up with five voices. Alright, first, we have, there's swole ass looking dude.
Yep, we'll take him.
Wrestling team. Adam.
Wait, let's hear.
Guys, we got 14 more people.
Continue. So he's swole.
You don't know if he's competent yet.
I'm squinting at him and pointing
fingers.
If he's
a gnome wrestler, I don't want him.
Yeah, wait, what's his race? Yeah, what's his race?
He's a human. He's just a regular.
Swole.
What race of human?
How's he dressed?
What do you do?
Yeah, exactly. He's wearing this sort of purple looking what's it called?
Leotard.
Sweater net.
Not like a it's like Arabic looking, you know?
Okay.
He's got like a red belt with one of those like crotch belts that go down.
Alright, I like this guy already.
He's got a turban.
Okay. We're gonna call him Aladdin.
The Iron Sheik.
All right. What does he do? What's his qualifications? Is he a fighter? Is he?
Does he have a monkey?
He does not have a monkey. He's not Aladdin.
Skip.
We're calling him Aladdin.
His qualifications are he claims to be a very strong fighter, and he uses only his fists.
That sounds fair. Dragon Face, would you like to arm wrestle this fellow?
I arm wrestle him.
Okay.
For his qualification.
Is he D20, Dragon Face?
Well, if he's stronger than me. I'm 20. Natural 20.
Oh, you break off this man's arm, he's out of the running.
Mr. Aladdin, no. Get the fuck off my ship.
He goes, he takes his arm, he's like,
check it out, you're probably not good for the wrestling team, I'll see you later.
No more bitches!
He runs to the doctor, and he's like, sure, I'll help you.
Aladdin crossed off.
Alright, well that's one.
Apparently he sucked ass, so.
Alright, you didn't want doctor.
14 to go.
Alright. Oh god.
Make him like skip the whole character and dress. Let's just go right to qualifications.
Alright. Full elf ranger.
What weapons do you use?
She uses a longbow.
Next.
Wait, we need a sniper, so
we got magicians. We can shoot out to like 300 feet.
We don't need a sniper.
Are you how strong is she? I ask like I have her shoot another person in line.
What? No!
Have them fight. Well, we have an actual fight.
How about we
have them all fight? We take the four that win. Joker
style. I feel like we're not going to do that.
Tournament!
won't do that, we don't own them.
That would be okay.
The magicians.
Then okay, they can leave because they're losers.
No, the magicians fight each other, and the fighters fight each other. We get the best.
I do like that idea.
I was thinking they just fight with magic.
Magic people over here. Swole people over here.
Party people over here.
If you don't fight, you're off. And like, no killing, but everything else is on.
Maybe some killing. Who cares? We only take the
there wounds. Is one person who gets into the magic line.
They're not
going
to go for it. There's killing.
It appears to be another dwarven cleric with a goatee.
Okay, describe the carnage then.
Okay. Oh, God. All right, so we're just going to forget about that list.
Two people just get off easy. And then the rest of them...
We'll pull them away if they look good before they die.
Okay, so instantly, one... guy wearing a very large cloak that conceals his face grabs two guys behind him in line and slams them into each other.
I like this guy. I start writing poorly notes.
Good. He looks to be about 8 feet tall.
Okay, that's
cool.
Three Sivos.
He kind of sounds like a combination of me and Dragon Face, which is perfect.
Yeah.
That's really what we need.
That's a master race, right?
So he takes these two twin dwarf brothers and slams them against each other, knocking them unconscious instantly. Next, that archer chick that I just described is like you notice, like she's like on top of this other dude, like one leg wrapped around his neck.
I conceal a dragon bone.
Good to have you back, old friend.
First part of
the penis game. Face, get down.
So she's got her leg wrapped around this guy's neck, and he's like, but Dragon faces into that.
Obviously.
Wait, can rangers talk to animals?
Rangers can talk to
animals. I think that's a good thing.
Can you talk to animals?
Small ones.
Though. Yes!
What kind?
All?
Alright, I'm gonna pull them aside before they get hurt. Big guy who just killed two people.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wait. Oh yeah. Let's wait this out.
I'm putting
the cleric.
Okay. The cleric's not actually fighting anymore.
I'm head of security.
They asked him to get into a different line.
I remember being voted head of security.
Yeah.
Right.
So
the magicians are up.
Captain, I can veto you.
He's the only magic.
Let's show you the chart.
Oh, he's the only. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So wait.
Send him to the church.
Okay. Yeah. He wins just by default.
Yeah. So the. The cleric.
Make sure he's of the same deity of you before race wars.
I may have a use for him yet.
Oh, no!
Okay, so those two are the best fighters. Are we going to say that they're the best?
Okay, and there's one more character.
Is he a mage?
Going nuts. No, the only magic user there, like I just explained.
Oh, I missed it.
Was the cleric. There was no...
The parliament's going to get all the magic people.
Oh, there was no magic users there. So, but there, the dwarven cleric approaches Mizzetto, looks at his beard, and he's like... You must teach me your ways.
You're all Scottish.
Dwarves are Scottish. Welsh, thank you.
That's why real dwarves actually come from Scotland.
What?
Scottish Discovery Channel.
More like the History Channel, ancient aliens, asshole. Okay. Now the one last swole ass dude is not swole at all. It's actually another gnome, but he is so small. The other fighters like trying to get a hold of this guy. He's got two daggers. He's just like,
I like him. What's his class?
He's a rogue.
We kind of already have one.
But he's an actual sneaky rogue.
Is there any other...
You're not sneaky. Is there anybody
I've attempted
else?
To be.
That's all the guys I want to think of
okay.
right now.
All
right,
we'll take those three. Yeah. All right, I go to you guys. I'm like, all right, I'm head of security, so I'll manage these guys, get them leather jackets, but I won't have them, like, do anything crazy.
Dragon Face, do you know how to play any sports?
Nude wrestling.
Done. Sports coach of the university.
Okay, just sold.
All right.
Nude wrestling's a family tradition. Dragon Island.
So who can? So there are dwarves.
Yeah, you're like you're in charge of getting all the swole dudes for the wrestling team, so that it brings income into the school.
That's fair enough. But also head of security. I remember being.
Yes, also that.
Which these guys are also on.
Yes.
Also, I want your dwarves to make them leather jackets.
That's fine. We'll make them Letterman jackets.
No, I want leather like biker jackets.
Okay, that works too.
Done.
All right, so...
And to be clear, you're only wrestling coach, not the Magic Games coach.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't seem like a good... Me and Quidditch don't get along. All right, fair enough. I'll be sports coach.
All right.
What is...
Well, I do...
I feel like this whole island's going to be just fucked up when we, like, we go to the new place. There's gonna be, like, rockets that just come up and knock down out of the sky.
You get, like a UFO comes, is, like, crash-landed and it just destroys your island.
Goodbye!
What are the chances?
Boulders fall, killing everyone.
Expedition to Barrier Peaks.
Okay. Okay, right. I have to, look up something really quick.
So what is my rank in the university?
Head speaker. That's what he does.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, you're like the publicist. You're in charge of like the like recruitment and just like generally money income into the school.
And I'm constantly skimming off the top.
Like marketing.
That's a bad idea.
Stealing from yourself.
Ain't my university. Lenny went to the School of Hard
Knocks. Okay.
It's okay. It's written into your contract that you get to skim some off the top.
All right. We accept it. It's in my nature.
It's just known.
Yeah.
Hey.
He has a drawn picture of Dragon Face wearing a leather jacket.
And also a little Siva.
He's got some swift hands there.
Alright, so are we, we're pretty much done with the tryouts then, right? Are we going to talk to the... Wait, what, can we see the results?
You gotta wait for the parliaments to come back.
Can we, yeah, can we see all the right, results
so,
of that?
Yeah, the results... wait, I need a couple more here.
Results of what?
The parliament, see how that went.
Oh, the parliament?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to see the results of the fight and meet these characters who I'm going to invent right now.
Okay. These memorable characters that'll stay in our heart forever.
Yes.
I'm making almost, up on the spot.
Die almost instantly. In a normal dragon or a Dungeons and Dragons game, are we supposed to have this many followers?
It varies. Not really, but you know what? This is how you want to play, and we'll play it your way.
I didn't plan on being a pirate.
The thing is, we can meet them, but then we don't have to like develop them at all. They could just be like, you know, that one guy who's around town.
Yeah,
like Hubert. He's just there. He doesn't need any development. Yeah,
he did a good job eating a bunch of Kutoa shit, so he's doing fine. As long as no one touches him. Alright.
We're
so
cutting
we
all this out, I
assume? Yeah, don't worry, I'm just,
Well, while he's doing that, I'm gonna explain the general idea behind the island, I guess.
Yeah.
So, first and foremost, the architectural style, like, everything is made up of carvings of, like, hands or feet or, like, faces. So there's no, like, normal flat walls. It's all, like, weird, like, body part walls.
This sounds horrifying.
It's carved rock. It's not, like...
Still.
Well, magic. on the island half that's closest to where the ships crash, that's where the big-ass university is, which takes up about a quarter of the island. There are farms on the other side of the island, a couple parks and shit that will put the statues in. There's, like, a hoist to hoist goods up without having to lower the island, a couple residential districts, and then a big, like, main drag area with all the shops and stuff. In the center of the island, there's the weird fancy fountain that brings all the water in.
And that's, it irrigates from there, so you can probably assume there's some
It sends it over to the water and all that crap.
So I don't want any angry emails asking how we drink water.
We recycle it.
We cover our bases.
Oh, no.
Peace into Dragon Face's mouth. Alright, so we're
also
going to meet
two fingers.
We're going to meet our new shipmates right now.
Okay.
Who are the hired muscle. First off is the elfin woman.
Yeah, I have one pencil.
Sorry. First is the elfin woman. She stands around 5'10", so she's pretty tall. She has long black hair and she's got sort of glowing yellow eyes.
Creepy.
Which is not normal for elves, but I don't know, Dragon Face is probably still into it.
Oh, he's into anything with a vagina. Or just a hole.
And that one time in Dragon College, didn't even have that.
There's a wall.
Cut my own hole.
She puts her fist up to her chest and bows curtly, and she's like, "My name is Amark. It's a pleasure to meet you."
It's a dumb name. We're calling you Archer Chick.
Whatever. edgelord. Next up is the swole-ass dude who instantly knocked out the dwarf twins. He takes off his hood, and he reveals...
You were beautiful the whole time!
Another dragon man.
Ow. I'm kicking him off the ship.
Wait. Hello, my compatriots. My name is Visage of Lizard. Visage for short.
I don't trust this guy.
I am glad to be aboard, and if you need any help with any reading, writing, history...
Where are you, a notary?
Done, before he's even done, I slap, like, a wrestling leotard to his chest.
You're gonna make us famous!
And he looks at it, he's like, oh no.
Also,
it's the sport of gentlemen.
Also, you'll be killing people for us when the time comes.
Well, yes.
Also, are you a notary?
I am.
Oh, okay. I
write down stuff to make him nervous.
A notarizer.
This wrestling team is like a pro wrestling team.
Yes. But it's like, it's real in the fantasy world.
Yeah.
Next up is the gnome. He stands at around 3 feet, 5 inches tall. His knives are like still dripping with the blood. He's like,
my name's Burbo. If you need someone stabbed, I'm your guy.
Alright, we'll go with this guy.
Yeah. We already picked him.
We might need you for stabbing. A lot of people.
The cleric with the goatee is like, my name is Satuto.
Hate him.
It's pleasure.
How you spell that?
Satauto.
What is this guy?
He's a dwarven cleric.
Oh, so it's potato with an S?
I'm not in.
What god do you follow?
Gildan?
Okay.
Whatever you feel. The judgment dripping.
I was gonna kill him if he didn't.
Oh my god.
Cleanse the unpure.
Oh god.
Why?
Oh, you killing him? That's not
as lawful good as
that's not lawful good at all.
He's an enemy cleric.
What the fuck? Everyone heals people.
Enemy cleric.
The Order of the Beautiful Beard has many different races.
Andrew can choose that.
But not many gods.
It's got more than one god.
Alright, so fuck
all the Westboro Baptist cleric.
Alright, so we met these guys, so let's hear the results of our parliament.
I gotta think about those, so okay, let me see.
Well, let's go to the council.
They can be generic students. Maybe like...
No, give us a teachers.
Yeah, teachers too.
Give us a number.
Did you want students to fuck, dude?
Well, I'm assuming the students would come along with no one to teach them.
Okay.
I don't need to meet the students, need to meet the...
All right, I'm gonna roll the persuasion of my gnomies. Or your gnomies.
That's a cocked die, motherfucker.
Yes! 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 The whole fucking school's going!
It was a natural 20.
Have we got two natural in a row. 20.
Mine was not very beneficial, though. Oh,
we don't want losers on the crew.
That's true.
That's still good.
That's good. Alright. Shit. Okay. Let me think about this. So come nightfall of that evening after your fucking done with your bullshit nonsense. The gnomies return with a phalanx of interesting magical people.
They're probably all weird as shit.
Well, it's a nerd school. It's like
you have three more gnomes though, not from Garbo, but you have three more gnomes to help your repopulation problems.
Okay.
Probably around 28 people in total.
Okay, that's a good start.
Four teachers.
Okay.
One of which is a familiar face.
Oh no, it's Nyxa.
It's Nyxa!
Nyxa's fine.
He's into weird fetishy shit, but that's fine.
That's right. Yeah.
We're all into weird fetishy
that's
shit.
Fine. I feel like most college level professors are anyway.
Hey guys!
I'm leaving those assholes because I can finally leave now, so...
I'll put them in charge of the polymorphy department.
That's a bad idea.
It's okay, he's the most skilled with it.
I mean, we should take the polymorphian pals guys on our floating boat because they'll make us potions.
We should grab
just like have them set up shops in the town square. They don't have to join the school.
They're
like,
well, so big.
That's kind of another...
Or like have a branch.
Well, I was going to say they're so big now, they should probably expand into a smaller, a new store on our island.
A floating fucking store.
Traveling. Yeah, we come to you.
Can we go to them?
The savings go to you.
We're like, all right, we have a proposition for you guys.
Maybe I'll handle this.
I'll deceive them.
Mr. Persuade.
Deceive.
I will deceive them to their face.
My deception is plus 5.
Why are you deceiving them?
My persuasion is plus 9.
You're trying to convince them to join.
Alright, let's have Winston do it.
Oh, hello. You remember me? The guy that single-handedly made your business great.
Yeah.
It's always a favor with us.
You never come in here, just say hi.
It's not my personality.
Oh.
And you have helped us so much, we want to offer you an opportunity.
Okay.
You know how customers, like, they have to walk here? If it's raining, they're like, oh, I don't want to leave my house. I need that polymorphin potion, but, it's raining. You bring this shop to them.
What?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, God.
Dragonface, could you please open up these papers? And he has, like, a giant sheet of paper that we treat like a PowerPoint slide.
Yep. Doing that, we're, like, tossing slides out as he's talking. He's, like, all over the store. Oh, yeah.
Imagine I have, like, grass and stuff. I don't want to do that.
Pictures of the storefronts. Like,
Just
lines outside.
His graphs are just giant arrows going up.
Profits, happiness, everything is going up, including our island with your store on it.
Okay.
And scene.
Lenny,
do you want to join us?
Roll me a persuasion.
That would be a 21. Or a 23, pardon me.
Well, we can't go with you, but if you have someone that'll be a representative, possibly we can make a storefront there.
You can train them to make polymorphin potions?
Yeah.
That sounds, okay. Sounds fair. That's exactly what we want. You shouldn't have to leave your hometown.
Thank God.
We could have one of our new recruits do that.
It could be ran by the school.
Yeah, you want one of your nerds to
learn. Why don't we just, like, have them do all our magic shit for us?
Precisely. I didn't know if they could learn polymorph and stuff.
Well, we brought Nyx up, who's apparently very well experienced with polymorphy.
Pardon, he's in charge.
All right. Boom, you got polymorphian pals on your island.
Get weird.
It's like where the first year students work. Like, it's like their shitty college job.
And it's like a weird fetish store. Alright.
And one of their boss and their bosses continually come in and just take free stuff.
Give me a dragon one! We are gonna do that though. So, alright, now I say we talk to the city council and seek our reward for ridding your city of an evil god.
The penultimates?
No. They have a city, according to Clark, there's a city council that's separate from them.
Because I tried to be like, go on, I talked to your boss, and she's like, I have no boss. It's a bullshit.
Yeah, right? Alright, so can we go see talk? I assume they're ready to hear us talk.
Okay.
So I assume we go into some sort of court or something.
Lenny doesn't like courts.
it's like a king's court. It's different.
I was a jester for 3 months.
Okay. Okay. So you make your way into the city hall building.
Mm-hmm.
There appears to be a single elfin mage looking dude sitting writing something at one of the desks. There's a big circle of chairs, and he's the only one there.
Cameron, that was an accident. Okay. Is he going to talk to us or not?
He's writing.
Wait, is he in charge? Or the secretary?
He's sitting in the city council writing.
He, like, doesn't give a shit. He doesn't even know it was us.
Hey, what's your rank?
I'm the secretary.
Oh, I am
Representative Elba, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Idris?
What?
Idris Elba? just checking.
Are you aware that we killed the god Elrifer?
He rolls his eyes. Sure. Can you please let me get back to work?
No. I, like, sweep the papers off. We're what's important right now.
Oh, fine. What is it that you could possibly want?
A roar.
This guy, like, doesn't even know us. He's just like,
we killed the guy, all right, for your ships can leave the island now. We will take our roar.
Please.
Hold on. I'll be right back for the special winners of the god-killing competition. Excuse me.
I kind of like this guy. I think he wants to join us.
He's a god bounty on him.
So, he's gone for maybe 3 minutes. Dragon Face is sitting there and standing there patiently tapping his foot. It's like, where's our money? And then he comes back and he throws pieces of cloth at you and Lenny. Dragon Face opens it up to see that it's a welcome to No Holds Barred shirt.
It's like a tourist shirt.
It's like a shirt, yeah.
Motherfucker, where is your treasury?
Just like shitty medieval embroidery on it.
Yeah. I feel a little insulted here.
Yeah, I'm a little insulted.
They don't even know it was us that did.
We just told them.
The Ten Ultimates, no, not them.
I'll persuade them to confirm it.
Go ahead and try.
I need to die. Oh.
I'm assuming I'm sitting 19. In like the nice new digs that I have on the
island. Yeah, you're sort of you got a Sergio's wearing a little construction hat.
Good. We're like through. We're making sure everything looks good.
Yeah. So with Lenny's persuasion, the
we killed him.
Representative Alva, like his eyes get wide. He's like, really? You killed him, Ryford?
I'd like to roll to see if he's sarcastic.
Yeah, I'm completely sarcastic. Get the fuck out.
Sure. Dragonface, can you distract him? I'll take his wallet.
Yep, I'm gonna be like...
You want to, like, poop in a corner or something?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shit right in the middle of the floor.
I'd like to take his wallet.
Shit on his desk.
Roll for shit! I like to roll to deceive him that we're gonna take all of his citizens onto our island and abscond with them. Roll to deceive. 13 plus 6, that's a 19.
What do you say to him?
I'm like, listen up, dude. We're pretty popular in this town now that we just killed your fucking evil god. We're gonna take all your fucking citizens with us to the mainland and leave you guys poor as shit. Unless you give us a reward like we so deserve. We are a charity. Bitch!
Legally.
I'm chaotic evil!
During this, I'd like to be taking this wallet.
Yeah, I'll roll for taking the wallet.
What would that be? Stealth?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a 28.
Okay. You reach into the man's pockets and you pull out air. He doesn't have a wallet.
I think he should die.
I think we should die.
How about we kidnap him?
I think we should kidnap him. Alright, is there any guard? We look around. Can I roll to see, like, if anybody's around us right now?
Yep.
You see no guards.
Alright. Anybody around us?
You don't see anyone.
You're gonna beat the shit out of the snowcastles.
I'm away.
I think he's on. Is Sebo? Is he with us?
No,
it's just no,
I'm over there being a
fool. I don't know. I'm on the island.
It's just the chaos group.
What's our Arcana check?
It's probably going to church like a good boy.
12 plus 1, 13.
I got 14.
You can't, like, not trained enough to see if this guy's any sort of anything. He's just ignoring you.
Probably just like, I rolled to size him up.
That's, you already tried that with the Arcana check. You can't try it again.
You can't do a perception on top of an Arcana.
Oh, we just said I couldn't even.
He's probably not. He's probably he just looks like a farmer.
Ass dude.
Alright, I go, hey, what's that? Roll to deceive. 14 plus 6, that's a 20.
He does not give a shit, he's still writing. There are hard rolls, Chris.
I roll to knock him out.
Just roll to hit him.
Oh yeah, roll to hit. So that's 14 plus 8.
Alright, so... So Dragon...
He can choose to make that non-lethal, though.
Not
so he hits him with the flat of the trident at the point.
Okay, so... roll for damage, I guess.
No, it's well, to knock him out. Like,
well, you're trying to knock him out, right? You have to do non-lethal damage. It's still damage.
Oh, okay.
Damage. How much damage is a D6, right?
You should have done this to the Japanese villager, but...
Okay.
I think it's a D6.
Dude, right? I can attack 4 times now, too, by the way.
Did you want to?
If it comes down to it, yes. Alright, first one's a 2. And I roll, what, try it again? Or just
D6? It's 2 plus something.
Oh, you 2 have plus... You have to roll to see if you get through
2 plus... Middle, in the middle.
Oh, shit. Plus 8?
So no, the other...
1d6 plus... 5.
Oh, yeah, yes. 7.
No, 1d... Oh,
are
yeah,
you looking 7, for counter stats?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not one.
Or any stats.
Oh, boy. He's probably like some dude who's like super buff.
He said he looked like a wizard guy, so...
Yeah. No, he never said
he said he looks like a dude.
Like a regular dude.
Yeah, after that. When
I
you
said,
walked in, he
I said, your eyes can't tell if he's a wizard
there's
guy.
There's a couple pages.
Yeah, and when you walked in, you said he looked like an elf wizard.
The last couple are...
we're about to die in the stupid...
I'm just gonna fly away. It comes down to that. I gotta
rip out your legs with my acrobatics.
Dragon Face wears a leather jacket, thus rending his wings completely useless.
I have a whole hole for
his
wings. Yeah, I actually didn't draw his wings on purpose.
God, I have wings now. So crazy. That's my Power Rangers ringtone, everybody.
Did you see the new suits?
They look cool. I think they look kind of odd for Power Rangers, but if it was any other show.
Okay.
This seems
keep
unfair.
Rolling.
No, this seems unfair.
Keep rolling, Chris.
Wait, did I get through his damage? His armor
you class? Got through his armor the first time.
How does he look after hitting him once?
Unfazed.
So he's not a villager?
He doesn't even care that he got hit.
He's probably not a commoner. I'll roll again. Okay, same thing, 20.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe I could convince him like the first one was an accident, but second.
I'm gonna spoil anything, but...
Don't worry.
Oh, okay, I see.
Alright. Okay, well, since Andrew just said that.
Chris, you must understand there's repercussions to actions. Alright?
That's like nothing.
So, you decided to attack one of the leaders of this town.
I don't think that's what happened.
That is what happened.
That's not how I remember.
I remember a smack.
You got a recording of that or something? I don't remember that.
And one of the leaders is like some... He should just be a commoner.
Yeah, I thought this was like an intern.
Yeah, I was under the impression he was an intern.
That's your fault.
I said he was an old-looking elfin dude, right? I mentioned
yes.
That? Yeah.
I don't even remember.
He's an old-looking elfin dude. He's wearing white robes.
You said that when he walked in.
All right, I'm just going to fly away.
He's like, oh, no.
It didn't kill him instantly. What's wrong? Yeah, I roll to fly away.
You can just fly away. You don't have to
roll. I have to roll? Okay, I fly away. Yep. I bop
through a window or something?
Away. Yeah, through one of, like, I assume it's like a glass, like...
like a Batman!
I'd like to grab as many of the papers as I can stealthily.
Okay,
I feel like he's probably gonna kill you if...
I would grab onto my legs and just run with
fine,
me.
Fine, I'll no, grab onto
it's too late. The elfin dude looks at Lenny Swifthands after Dragonface made his escape. Really impatient. He's like, that's 60 GP for the window, sir.
I'll go after and make him pay.
Yes, you'll stay here and give me the money, or you're going to prison.
This is when we have the episode where we have to break Lenny out of jail.
Run, man, run.
I pretend to give him the money. Wait, hold on. What kind of illusions
do I have? I pretend to give him the money.
What kind of illusions do I have?
You know, like a small sack of like copper pieces or something.
Damn it, I wish we could have just knocked him out and kidnapped him.
I would have been so
or
funny.
Or you can just like acrobatics your way out of there and say fuck you.
Cartwheel away.
Yeah, I'll give him a sack with
can
my...
Can you smoke bomb?
I have ball bearings, so I'll just hand him some ball bearings and then like a little sack of ball bearings and while he's unwrapping it, I'm going to book it.
Okay.
That's actually pretty smart.
Okay,
Fine. I'm always paying for this dummy. Dexterity?
Yeah, roll a dexterity and see if that works.
What, acrobatics?
Yeah. See if he can run away fast enough. Dexterity.
Oh, athletics maybe?
Acrobatics plus 6. Go with whatever one's better.
Is that six?
Yeah, it's a six.
14.
Is it athletics?
Hey, that was acrobatics.
Athletics should be it since he's running, not okay. doing kickflip over a shank.
10.
Oh!
10's still pretty decent.
All right.
Well, from the sound of it, it isn't.
Well, this guy's like a master. Not enough. So this guy, as he's like about to open this thing, he sees you just fucking book it.
Damn it, so dragon face.
His sleeve flings up, and out of his sleeve comes a rod of metal, and he puts it forward, and he's like, "Hold, person!
The name is Dragonface."
Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What's
wisdom save?
14. Oh, that's a 16.
You are paralyzed in place.
Dragonface, you're not coming back, right?
I don't think I saw any of that. He's gone. I said grab my legs.
Well, after I made my action, you said that.
That's true. Okay, so no. I'm just fucking going back to the alley.
Yeah. Dragonface is leaving Lenny to deal with his
mess. Well, I like perch up on like some other building like far away. So like,
I feel like he probably doesn't do that. He probably just runs away.
Yeah, like, just to watch.
Alright. drawing angrily and then
so I'm just gonna watch. So do I see what happens after that?
All right. So the rogue man holds the ball bearings up in front of Lenny. He's like, "Really?
Did I give you the wrong thing? I'm sorry. I've got like 20 packages.
How much GP do you have?
Enough.
Oh, wait, plenty there.
It's my character to be.
Oh, stingy. I know. Yeah, I know.
That was my bad. You know, I got my real money.
Yeah, oh, I fly over the hole in the window and I drop the dick rock through the window and keep flying. Which I have in my inventory.
Right, put it away. The dick rock's now inside the building. Good job.
No, I wanted to fall on that guy's head.
It doesn't hit him.
Does it land near him?
No, he's like in the doorway where Lenny's like running away from him.
No, I'm not going to do that.
He's like, oh. Not worth it.
Not worth the dick rock.
I need this dick rock. And probably wouldn't knock him out either, because you already tried hitting him with a fucking trident.
It wasn't going to knock him out. It was just to annoy him.
Okay. He was like, "I'll take my 80 GP now, thank you."
Thought it was 60.
It was.
I hand it to him.
Okay, so he takes the money.
Burn this down
100%. And he's like, "Okay, thank you. Leave."
Okay.
Goodbye.
We go back to the boat and we go, "Are we ready for takeoff?"
The boat? You mean the island?
Yeah, the floating island. Are we ready for takeoff?
It's probably going to be another 2 days.
Can we wait those 2 days?
You can wait those 2 days.
Are you guys good?
How much would it cost to put on some cannons?
No, I think we should drop torches from our island as we float over that
place. That sounds fair. We're not even going that direction.
Oh, we are now.
Captain Lenny says we are.
Oh, dear.
So the island is heading slightly to the east to go over Rexville after the all that shit is done. Alright. Your civilization is built, unpopulated, but built.
We got a couple. We got students.
Yeah, you got people. Is there something?
Not a lot of people.
Before you leave?
Should we wait for?
Yeah, I know. That's what we're gonna do. Yeah. Burning down this place.
The line is out the door. It's Civil War.
So all right, we'll wait. We'll wait until the start of the next episode for Mazzetto's action that he wants to. But right now, we'll just go straight because you don't need to be at Rexville to do it, right?
No. Okay. As we float over, we have lit torches already set up, and start pushing them off onto that.
Like, how many lit torches?
A lot. We've had 2 days to do this.
Every person on the island is holding one.
Just for this one building, though.
Oh.
I feel like I would not just be okay with burning.
Then you stay in your house and you close your door.
Except for the fact that all of the people on the island are pretty much his and mine.
I wrote down the people that
followed me. We have the thugs.
You have like five people.
No, I took money from Lenny.
Right. You have three people because the dwarf is all in all of his beard, so he's basically.
I'd probably lie to Mazzetto, to be honest, and tell him that this guy followed.
Fireworks.
He was a cleric that followed a different god, and he said disparaging things about yours.
Kill him. All right, can we roll for that?
All right, roll for that. Roll for burning down.
Like my torches would just go out.
19.
Yeah, you throw the torches off the island and they go out midway down because their torches don't fall.
That makes a lot of sense.
You don't. You don't even know what material the building's made of anyway. It could be stone.
It was stone.
One makes its way all the way down.
We have cannons. Lands on a stone roof. The cannons are gone.
Why?
They're part of the island now. It's a big just conglomeration.
Okay, how do we take out this island?
Oh, we push boulders off now. I roll for that.
I wave a hand to my parliament and be like, get this fucking island out of here.
Thank you for listening to Legion of Run-Up Season 1.5. I don't really have much else to say here, but I really appreciate you guys listening to our podcast, and I hope you guys stick around for Season 2, which is coming up very, very soon. If you haven't already, please go to our iTunes page and give us a good rating and some positive feedback. This next season, I will be saying the positive feedback out loud so everyone can hear you, even if it's very vague positive feedback. Also, if you go on our Twitter and use the hashtag BeTheNPCRenob, that's BeTheNPCRenob, RENOB, and you give me something to say in one of the NPC voices, I might be included on the show. And, okay, how about this for incentive? Every time you give us a good rating on the podcast, Andrew will say another word during the podcast. I think that's good incentive, because everyone loves to hear Andrew. Like, it's basically like incentivizing George Lucas to give Boba Fett more lines. Alright, that's all I have to say. I love you guys, I'll talk to you later, and see you in Season 2! It's that time again for everyone's favorite game! What the fuck did Dragonface just say? Alright, so can you discern what Dragonface just said? Here's the sound clip.
What were you doing in that time between us finding you and you leaving?
So, audience, what the fuck did Dragonface just say? Was it A, should I stab it? B, should I kill it? Or C, none of the above? No guesses? Well, we'll find out next week on The Legion of Renob!